morning, City Church. This is Blake Parrott bringing you a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's word, and a moment of grace. I think as Christians or members of a church or faith community, such as Young Life, etc., we've all heard some version of the phrase, we praise God on the mountain, but question him in the valley. In this, I think it's easy to recognize God when things are good, when the light is shining bright and his work is evident, but not so easy when I'm in the dark or feel like it's too dark to even see the path that he has set before me. So I question him or forget him altogether. The Lord has been weighing this on me recently. I feel the Holy Spirit groaning on my behalf in my forgetfulness. It's a blessing, really, but it's also extremely uncomfortable and convicting to be confronted by this feeling of forgetfulness and blindness so frequently. It's made me wonder, would I even recognize Jesus if I met him on the street tomorrow? Or if he appeared in the pew next to me one Sunday, what would I do? In this passage from Acts 14, verses 8 through 18 specifically, in today's office lectionary reading, I got some peace of mind in this struggle. Here are those verses. Now at Lystra, there was a man sitting who could not use his feet. He was crippled from birth and never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, and Paul, looking intently at him and seeing that he had faith to be made well, said in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he sprang up and began walking. And when the crowd saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down on us in the likeness of men." Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates and wanted to offer sacrifice with the crowds. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they tore their garments and rushed out into the crowd, crying out, "Men, why are you doing these things? We also are men of like nature with you, and we bring the good news that you should turn from these vain things to a living God, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways. Yet he did not leave himself without witness, for he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the people from offering sacrifice to them. After reading this, I feel like I'm not so different from the crowd in Lystra. Paul and Barnabas are in the city sharing the good news. And when Paul heals a man who has been lame from birth, the crowd erupts. But they don't erupt in worship of the living God. They assume that Paul and Barnabas are the gods. They literally cry out, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." They call Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes. And before the apostles can stop them, a priest is preparing sacrifices. It's absolutely wild. But the thing is, they were not rejecting what was happening. They saw something powerful and responded how they'd been taught to respond. They just filtered it through what they already knew. Their stories, their expectations, their own imagination. And so they mistook the living God for a version that they were more comfortable with. We do the same. We often want God to work in ways we already recognize, through our plans, our definitions of success, our idea of what a spiritual life looks like. We reduce him to something more familiar, more manageable. We assume the help that we received is just a good friend, or that the peace that we feel is just coincidence, or that the provision in a hard season is just luck. But Paul steps in and says, "Why are you doing these things? We are also men of like nature with you, and we bring you good news that you should turn from these vain ideas to a living God who made heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in it." And in verse 17, he says something that is truly full of grace. Yet he, that being God, did not leave himself without witness, for he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. In other words, Paul tells these Gentiles who had no knowledge of the Jewish scriptures that their regular harvests, the food they eat every day, the gladness they experience in the ordinary activities of life are all a witness from God of his existence, wisdom, and goodness. They should not think that these things just happen, or that they are the work of some local deities, for they are from the one true God who made heaven and earth. So, even when we misidentify him, even when we give credit where it's not due, God still provides. He still shows kindness, and he's still near. So today, here's the question I'm asking myself, and maybe you can do it too. Where am I overlooking God's presence when it comes in a form I'm used to? Where am I crediting the people or the circumstances without seeing the one true God behind them? And then, can I pause long enough to see that it is Christ who is sustaining me, Christ who is encouraging me, Christ who is filling my heart with joy? The living God doesn't need to shout to be present. Often we know he comes quietly through a still small voice, through friends, through provision, through moments of peace. And even when we don't recognize him right away, he keeps showing up in friends and family. And even in the darkness, the Lord of light burns bright to lead the way. He has surely drawn near to us. Stay well and do good, City Church.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's citychurchrva.com. And thanks for listening.